Look, the people you are after are the people you depend on. We cook your meals. We haul your trash. We connect your calls. We drive your ambulances. We guard you while you sleep. Do not fuck with us.
But I'm upper class, high society. God's gift to ballroom notoriety. And I always fill my ballroom. The event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls. I've got big balls. They're fat big balls. And they're tasty big balls. And he's got big balls. And she's got big balls.
But we've got the biggest balls of all.
And my balls are always bouncing. And my ballroom always full. And everybody comes and comes again. If your name is on the guest list, no one can take you higher. Everybody says I've got great balls of fire. I've got big balls. Oh, I've got big balls. And I've got big balls. Dirty big balls. And he's got big balls. And she's got big balls.
But he's got the biggest balls of them all.
Some balls are held for charity and some for fancy dress. But when they're held for pleasure, they're the balls that I like best. My balls are always bouncing to the left and to the right. It's my belief that my big ball should be held every night.
Oh,
we've got big balls!
Time has come for me to ride hard and fast.
1985, what I wanted. I wanted. I needed. I did not have. I wanted long, straight blonde hair. I wanted plump, round breasts. I wanted a boyfriend named Chris who played tennis and had excellent improvisation skills to fondle and kiss my breast in his bedroom with his parents in Europe and the Thompson twins on the radio. I wanted to be a cheerleader with three swatches on each wrist. I wanted to sit at the cool table in the cafeteria and be in on all the jokes. I wanted a name that no one could make fun of, a safe name like Heather Smith or Michelle Jones. I wanted a closet filled with Guess jeans and Esprit shirts. I wanted to look in the mirror and not see what I saw.
Now, if you all assume positions of subservience, we can complete this caper with a minimum of jeopardy and danger for all.
On your knees, knaves.
Come on. Murray?
Yes. Are you a bill collector?
It's Michelle. No. Okay. I paid at the office.
Who is this?
This is Michelle.
Oh, I'm waiting for Michelle to call, so you're more than welcome to hang around with me until she calls in. She's running a little late.
Okay.
Okay. Well, okay, let's see here. Wait for Michelle, all right. Wait for Michelle. You're not Michelle. Hello?
Hello?
I mean, I've got the phone lines absolutely backed up to the end.
You have to carry me through this. I mean,
and the phone lines are jammed. Jammed.
Oh, man, the phone lines are jammed, so I'd ask you not to tie them up anymore because I am waiting for Michelle to call in.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, Roger. And your name's Roger.
Gotcha? I think she's under.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to be. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Am I there? Hello?
Oh, okay. Yes.
Oh.
I'll get brave at the end.
Okay.
Okay. This is called Joanna. She takes ass in the face on weekdays in minivans parked on dark corners on a Tuesday night, 1:43 a.m. to be exact. None to be the wiser, except she had phoned her friend to say she had taken black nipple in her mouth. Her husband later responds, "Oh, shit," when told of the news on the daily cell phone call. Pulls a semi-truck over to the side of the road for a quick pull-pull to find himself crying over his diseased cock in his hand. This is how people with no skills get along in life. So she tells me.
Today's topic, let's join now a group of young people at the National Education Program Workshop in Searcy, Arkansas. At the classroom lectern is Dr. Clifton L. Gaines, Jr., noted young historian.
Some of you may be asking yourselves, why should we be bothered with developing citizenship responsibilities? Well, there are many reasons. One of the primary reasons is that great principles do not live from generation to generation without being nurtured, without being kept vigorously alive. Unless we understand and work effectively for the principles upon which our American way of life is founded, the structure will crumble and our heritage of freedom will perish. Another primary reason for the development of citizenship responsibility is that we are living in an era marked by the growth of socialism. A third major reason for accepting our citizenship responsibilities and working at them is the presence within America of socialist and communist propagandists dedicated to the establishment of a new order. The communist fifth columnists among us are working for world dictatorship. To accomplish this, their strategy is to undermine the confidence of our people in the American system and the principles on which it stands. The socialists among us seek to bring about a gradual change in our system by gradually destroying the principle of the private ownership of property and substituting the socialist principle of government ownership. Now let's be practical for a moment.
Kids have to be warned that there's bullshit coming down the road. That's the biggest thing you can do for a kid. Tell them what life in this country is about. It's about a whole lot of bullshit that needs to be detected and avoided. That's the best thing you can do. No one told me. No one told me a thing like that. I was never warned about any of this. Had to find all of it out for myself. And there are still, as with you probably, a lot of things that you're expected to believe and accept in America that I personally have a problem with, and I question a lot of these things. Give you an example. I saw a slogan on the guy's car that said, "Proud to be an American." And I thought, well, what the fuck does that mean? Proud to be an American. You see, I've never understood national pride. I've never understood ethnic pride. Because I'm Irish, and I'm all four of my grandparents were born in Ireland, so I'm fully Irish. And when I was a kid, I would go to the St. Patrick's Day Parade. And I noticed that they sold a button that said, "Proud to be Irish." And I could never understand that because I knew that on Columbus Day, they sold a different button that said, "Proud to be Italian." Then came Black Pride and Puerto Rican Pride. And I could never understand ethnic or national pride. Because to me, pride should be reserved for something you achieve or attain on your own, not something that happens by accident of birth. Being Irish... Being Irish isn't a skill. It's a fucking genetic accident. You wouldn't say I'm proud to be 5'11". I'm proud to have a predisposition for colon cancer. So why the fuck would you be proud to be Irish or proud to be Italian or American or anything? Hey, if you're happy with it, that's fine. Do that. Put that on your car. Happy to be an American. Be happy. Don't be proud. Too much pride as it is, pride goeth before a fall. Never forget Proverbs, okay? Now, here's another slogan. Here's another slogan you run into all the time. God bless America. Once again, respectfully, I say to myself, what the fuck does that mean? God bless America? Is that a request? Is that a demand? Is that a suggestion? Politicians say it at the end of every speech, as if it were some sort of verbal tic that they can't get rid of. God bless you and God bless America. God bless you and God bless America. I guess they figure if they leave it out, someone's going to think they're bad Americans. Let me tell you a little secret about God, folks. God does not give a flying fuck about America, okay? He doesn't care. He never cared about this country. He never has. He never will. He doesn't care about this country any more than he cares about Mongolia, Transylvania, Pittsburgh, the Suez Canal, or the North Pole. He simply doesn't care, okay? He doesn't care. Listen, hey, there are 200 countries in the world now. Do these people honestly think that God is sitting around picking out his favorites? Why would he do that? Why would God have a favorite country? And why would it be America out of all the countries? Because we have the most money? Because he likes our national anthem? Maybe it's because he heard we have 18 delicious flavors of classic Rice-A-Roni.
Rice. Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice-A-Roni, the flavor can't be beat. One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
Rice-A-Roni, the delicious break from potatoes.
One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice. Peroni, the San Francisco treat.
Is the American way of life worth bothering about? That is, with a viewpoint of self-interest. Well, let's see. We know that under the stars and stripes, we have more freedom than do civilized people on Earth. Our freedom stems from the fact that America is a republic, founded on a constitution, and dedicated to the principle of democracy, and the worth of the individual. The people rule.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Standing out in the crowd in a red blazer, black skirt, and heels, attorney Elizabeth Ritter received some media coverage 3 years ago at a free trade protest when she was shot with rubber bullets in the back and a leg. Her beef wasn't with the trade summit, but with a strong police presence. Minutes later, she took another rubber bullet on her forehead as she crouched behind her homemade sign that read, "Fear Totalitarianism."
Is it okay?
Don't get around me. Let them see it.
Get around me.
Now her case is back in the news because of this.
The good news about being able to watch you guys live on TV is that lady with the red dress.
A police video shot after the shooting incident just released following a review of excessive force complaints at the protest.
I don't know who got her, but when it went through, when it went through the sun, it hit her smack dab in the middle of the head.
Attorney Ritter says she was too scared to file a complaint before, but now she intends to sue for excessive force.
I was cowering with a poster behind me, but my fingers were in front of the poster. I believe they thought that my face would have reasonably concluded that my face was behind that poster, and that's why they fired that shot.
The Broward Sheriff's Office says Ritter's possible civil rights lawsuit prevents them from talking specifics. Officers at the scene tell CNN they warned the crowd to move back. Ritter disputes that.
Can you say whether you stand by the events of that day?
Yes,
the shooting
we
of,
do.
The shooting that day.
Yes, we do.
Picked up from the streets of Miami from one of the scurrying cockroaches.
Oh, cool.
Wow. Police are red-faced about their video.
Do you think that that tape paints a pretty picture?
No, I don't. Those comments shouldn't have been made. I should have stopped them, and I recognize that.
No officer has been charged or disciplined in Ritter's rubber bullet incident, nor is it under investigation. Susan Candiotti, CNN, Miami.
I believe the children are our future.
It wasn't me, man.
Teach them well, let them lead the way. All perky,
I want to kiss from John F. Berry mouth. It tastes like Chardonnay.
Yes, a choice will make you. We'll say you all laugh.
Oh, take it home. Take it home, baby.
Tom Waits. Tom
Waits. This shoe would make a bride of thee.
That's a, I thought that was Bruce Springsteen.
I don't know. That was kind of Tom Waits.
Well, let Tom God Waits. Give it. Michael Grover, take it. Take what? brother.
Teach him well and let them lead the way.
I'm a
beautiful, our sunshine enough to spread
It's just like the fella said, tell me quick, another kick in the head. Red, that's a kick in the head.
You look like you're getting combat fatigue, girl. You've been up on that line a long time.